So are you saying you're willing to come back with a sound study by a certain date?
I didn't say that, no.
You were open to it.
I'm open to getting to the right answer, yes.
Thank you.
Mike, the right answer is FM for the movies. Go ahead and use the speakers for your corporate events and move on.
I don't know that that solves their issues. I really truly believe the council should think bigger and more strategic about how they solve for the sound issues of this property. Because right now, our agreement does not give them what they want. AM, FM aside.
The AM and FM will solve the movie problem. You and I have an issue with the baseball side. And I think we can solve the baseball side. I really do.
Can I ask a question for the, I think maybe it's Sandy?
Yeah.
What did our permit right now, how long does that, is it up? Our temporary permit for the drive-in?
I don't have the file here, but it was for the time frame. I don't know if we listed date specific. If it was just season, then it's normally the license years run a year. I think there were some restrictions tied into it about applying for the special use. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that there were dates specific. So as far as I'm concerned, it's still a valid permit and would normally expire June 30th of 2021.
And the reason I bring that up is if that's true, I just may choose to then withdraw the application. And just, it is what it is. I just have to think through that, right?
I know that's your reaction. You know, I've come to know you over the years. Your reaction is, I urge you not to do that.
But I'm just saying I want to reflect on the implications. If I have to carve out, depending on where this goes, I'm not putting in a application for a 1954 drive-in movie theater. I'm putting in an application that can program multiple things. And if that's not something I can do, I'm not going to put into my capital planning $750,000. You know what I mean? Like, these are there are just some financial implications here to the recommendations.
That's a conversation you and I should be having in your office. Because there is no investment.
But it's decision day, right? So we're going to have it now, apparently.
There is no investment. It's turn the power switch off on the amplifier. That's it.
I have to go buy a new. I have to go buy a screen. I have to go buy
a
whole new audio set.
Oh, you're
I don't own that
about
stuff
whether you,
for the drive-in. I want either I go temp. I put in a modification, a proposal, to go from a temporary permit to make it, you know, forever. And that comes with a cost. And if you guys are like, well, we'll do that, but it's with these restrictions, that may or may not work. I don't.
There is no reason that you. I don't know the business arrangement.
I don't own the board. I don't own the audio system.
And I don't know that business relationship. But all things being equal, there is nothing that says you don't just continue as you're doing today. I don't know what the relationship is. But just imagine you just continue with your relationship with Studio Gear as you're doing today. Just turn off the amplifier and keep going. Don't buy anything. Don't need to buy anything. You got it there.
I don't own it.
I know. You're leasing it or renting.
No, I'm not leasing it.
Or whatever the financial arrangement is. No muss, no fuss.
I just don't think it's that simple. I appreciate the simplification of it.
I'm just telling you, as far as the city's concerned, we're not telling you to buy anything new. We don't want you to.
But this is, and again, this is not personal. This is just a process. I want to build something. I want to do this. So we go, we have these debates, we listen, and we modify, we put in rules, and either those rules and work or they don't work.
But what I'm telling you is our rule has no impact on your business decision.
It depends on what it is, because I've heard turn this speaker off. You bring me an incentive. You're saying turn the amplifier down. I don't even know what that really means.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to actually talk to somebody, but I'm not going to sit here and say, yes, just turn off the amplifier, go buy $750,000 worth of equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we should punt on it. I think, I don't know who said it, Naomi. like maybe we just postpone it and we really think about it, we do more listening and, you know.
And this decision, paragraph five, has no financial implication to you in your operation as it is today. If nothing changes, it has no implications to your financial operations.
As it stands, it does right now because I can't do corporate events. So you'd have to modify the motion.
That's what, with my modification, it has no financial implication. Alderman Wilson.
It was my understanding this came.
Alderman Barber. Alderman Barber, then Alderman Wilson.
All right.
I have a concern and a caution about the corporate events because they can take on a life of their own. And you wouldn't have any control over that with what's going on during the day. It can get loud, it can get, depending on what the corporation is. I worked for Harley Davidson for 20 years and I know what Sturgis is. Not that this would be that, but I know how they can take on a life of their own and things happen in corporate events. So my only word of caution is, how can we restrict that so the neighbors aren't being impacted by that? And that's the thought I have. I'm not trying to put any conditions, but I have that major thought that during the daytime, it can be just as loud and just as obnoxious because that event is going to happen, and once it starts, you don't know where it's going to go.
Agree with you. The only thing I would counter is that we have that capability to do it within the stadium right now. And ultimately, we are responsible for, you know, the outcomes of that property. But I hear you loud and clear. I think in the drive-in, what protects us a little bit from a Sturgis event is we're limited to whatever the capacity limits are. But I hear exactly where you're coming from. But corporate events is, I mean, like, that's a big piece. Like, if we start saying we're going to put restrictions on corporate events, like, that's a big piece of our value proposition. A big piece. It's a big piece of what we do up there.
I don't know.
Well, if you look at page 28 on the report from the Plan Commission, it says that on May 19th, the Common Council granted a license and extraordinary entertainment or special event permit, and then it says as to put in a timely submission of an application for special use. Timely. Is a year timely? Is the whole season timely? I'm the maker of the motion needs to accept or we need to vote on the amendment. So I'd like to know from the maker of the motion if he prefers, you know, the more looser or the what I suggested or what, because we have two. I made an amendment. You amended my amendment.
I'm not permitted to amend.
And I'm okay with what you said. No, don't take me wrong.
I just suggested something. I didn't make it.
And that is your job, and I appreciate that you actually are doing that, because there's been times when I've struggled with how to say things, and instead of getting the assistance, I didn't get it. So, but I guess we have a lot of things on the agenda. I think we all know we need to do something about this, and there was supposed to be a timely submission for a special use. We have the special use here in front of us. I don't think it was meant to be. I never voted on this for this to be out that long. We came in here thinking we were going to be doing them a favor by allowing the Milky Way to run because of the pandemic. And I feel like we're being a little bit taken advantage of, because we did move so quickly to allow that to happen, and I waited all summer long for this special use application, and now it's finally here, which was part of what we did when we gave that permit, that was supposed to happen. And you need to work, I think they need to work with us a little bit. We're trying, we've done a lot for them. They've brought some great things to the city, no doubt. But we've got to work together and we've got to find a middle ground. And I think the mayor's suggestion to that, tweaking my modification, kind of gets us there a little bit. And I'd like to call the question on the amendment and see if the maker of the motion is accepting
No, I want to keep my motion the way it stands. If you want to make an adjustment to the speaker part so it's not pointing to the asphalt, if you think that will help, fix the problem is all I'm asking. And then the movies and corporate events, you know, this was for movies. Now we're talking corporate events. This is a brand new thing. And now all of a sudden we're being held with a gun to our head because if we do this, there's not going to be able to have corporate events. This is the first we're hearing about corporate events tonight. Are we going to stand up for the neighbors for the first time in 7 years or not? Are we going to send a message to the neighbors that we'll side with them and we hear their concerns about noise? Nobody's talking about shutting the ballpark down. Nobody's talking about that. They're talking about being able to live in their homes and enjoy some quiet sometimes. Who up here would want to buy one of those homes now? I don't think any of us would. Because every night, night after night, they hear sound. This is just one time when we can side with them. And all we're asking is if you're going to do a theater, do it like theaters do. Do it in the car. If you're going to get out and go to the bathroom or get concessions, you don't hear the movie then. That's just the way it is in any theater. It's the way it was in the old drive-ins. Just in the vehicles. Let's stand up for the neighbors for the first time. My motion stands as it is.
Yes, there was. Oh, no, Barbara seconded it.
So, the move and seconded, leave it as paragraph 5 stands. The motion for it.
No.
I didn't amend it.
I actually suggested an amendment, and then the mayor tweaked my amendment, and he doesn't accept the amendment, so I'm fine with dropping my amendment and calling the question and voting on the matter. I called the question on the amendment, is what I did. I had asked him to clarify if he accepted it, and he didn't want to accept it, so that's where we're at.
If it needs a second to Alderman Wilhelms, I'll second that.
Okay, so clarify your amendment,
please. My amendment would be what you tweaked.
So the mayor's suggested, I believe, of number 5 was theater auto shall be transmitted by radio only for theater events exclusive of corporate events, and the use of outdoor speakers shall not be permitted for theater events and used only for corporate events.
I guess the only part I'm still a little bit, you had a timing on these corporate events. I didn't hear that part. There was a date, daylight hours. And I guess I want to know if that's going to address any of their concerns, because other than that, if it's... Then I'm going to withdraw my motion.
Now we're back to the original motion, which is paragraph 5, as it is.
Did Dan withdraw his?
No.
Paragraph 5 with my addition.
Of AM/FM.
My original motion. All sound, advertising, and pre-movie music, etc. Just today, before this meeting, I had a call. Not a half hour before I left the house. Person trying to sit in his backyard. He was hearing the music from the movie.
Okay. So let's do a roll call now.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. No, no. No, no.
I was going to ask if Mr. Dilworth's here, but I'm thinking by looking at the crowd, no.
Your microphone is on.
Mr. Dilworth is not here. G3, Plan Commission recommends a motion to reject a change in designation of Outlot 1 certified survey map due to potential encroachments on the property's natural resources.
I'll make that motion.
Either an or here, correct?
Yep, and I gave you what the Plan Commission recommends.
Mayor, can I get a clarification?
Yeah. Well, there's a motion. Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
All right, Alderman Wilhelm.
So what the bottom line is, what we're looking at is the small, slender lot of page 138. I mean, there's several diagrams.
If you turn to page...
That's what we would end up with for a lot.
If you turn to page
138, I believe, is the first.
Yes, that's diagram. Correct. 138.
That just doesn't look really like a buildable lot, and such as an awfully odd shaped home. So I don't know. It looks like a really tough lot.
The motion was to deny.
Okay, I guess I'd support that.
So the motion is to reject the change of designation of Outlot 1, CSM number 6596, due to potential encroachments into protected natural resources features such as wetland setbacks or buffers. All those in favor of the motion to reject, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. The follow-on motion on G4, the recommendation is the motion to reject the certified survey map due to potential encroachments into protected natural resources features such as wetland setbacks and buffers. Is there a motion to reject?
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G5 is a resolution to amend resolution 2019-7526, approval for a two-family residential side-by-side ranch for Nissenbaum Realty.
So moved.
Second.
Thanks. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G6. The motion to allow Director of Health and Human Services to sign affiliation agreement with Alverno College to host nursing and health education students.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Mr. City, motion carries. G7 is a motion to allow Director of Health and Human Services to accept Centers for Disease Control COVID response supplemental funding.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G8, Director of Health and Human Services recommends authorization to execute a service agreement with Milwaukee County Office of Emergency Management, Emergency Medical Services Division, for medical services related to COVID-19
testing. So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G9 is amending an ordinance to adopt the 2020 annual budget for $30,000 in contingency appropriations for 68th Street vertical improvements and $7,000 for Rawson Avenue lighting projects.
I make that motion.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no extensions. I'll get it out. On 191, G10, engage Ellers for dissemination agent agreement for issuer continuing disclosure services for 2021 required under the Securities and Exchange Commission Rule 15C12.
So
thank you, Paul.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G11 is trick or treat for 2020. Before we get excited about this, Peggy's had lots of conversations with the clerk and Courtney. Everybody around us is doing Saturday 4 to 7 October the 26th. This year, we'll issue lots of guidelines on how to do trick or treat. Excuse me, Madam Clerk. Your mic's off.
October 31st.
31st, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was doing
from
this on
four
the
to side. Seven.
I apologize. Yeah. It's a prime opportunity to make our rising numbers rise even faster. I'm real disappointed with our COVID numbers in the past 2 weeks.
We're there.
But Courtney's going to do some education on how to trick or treat and spread the virus carefully. Our numbers have gone up, doubled in the last week. And we're tracing 214 possible cases. Crazy. Anyway, so a motion
what
to approve.
What am I doing sitting
there? So move.
We're approving the 31st.
31st.
Yep.
Got it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.